Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Represented by Progressive Insurance. Morning, Jay. Morning, Key.
Morning to you, too, Max Kellerman.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
How you doing there, Jay?
Doing good there, Joey. How are you?
I'm good. First time I've ever been called Joey.
I call you Joey multiple times.
Joey?
No. Yeah, do Joey. You?
Yeah.
But you put it in the diminutive, right? Like, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
No, but do I look like a Joey?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
How you going to tell me what you look like?
Because I know what I look like. Like, there's some people that look like a Bill, a Russ,
a Russ.
Jay.
We brought Russ on the other day. Oh, by the way, breaking news in the whole acai bowl.
Acai bowl. What? You guys are unbelievable.
Thing we had yesterday.
Yes.
Ready? Come to find out, because everybody's like, oh, you have to buy it again. So.
Yeah. Okay.
What happened yesterday, because I bought an acai bowl, I lost a bet.
Yeah.
I bought the acai
bowl.
Left
it on a dude's desk.
The bowl, as
there.
Key just, I refer to it as a bowl for Mike here at the desk. I left it on the desk. He did not get it because he did not come into work that day.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
By the way, his friend John, who works here as well, called him, told him that I bought the bowl for him, and he told John that he can have the bowl.
John ate it.
Wait a minute.
I'm out of it.
This complicates the matter. Because while he did not receive, you did not make sure he received the bowl on the other hand.
I bought the bowl for
him.
Wait,
Judge
Max
is presiding. Wait a minute. On the other hand. I'm like King Solomon. On the other hand. Well, that's not the right music. But on the other hand, once he gives permission for someone else to eat it, he has accepted it as his property to give away, and I must rule that the debt is paid.
This house is clean.
The debt is paid.
That's the real music.
The people's
there it
court.
Is.
That's right.
Keyshawn, you did a hell of a job as my attorney. Thank you.
It's true.
Joe Johnson.
You wouldn't hire me, Jay.
That was a big mistake if he wanted that acai bowl. Leave it to me.
Yes, you'd hire Max and have rabbit ears. You'd hire me and still be rich.
Now
you hire Max, spend all your money and get 30 years. I'd be like, come on, man.
You ain't getting no 30 years with me. You're getting off. Now listen, we are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Crazy.
Debt paid.
Thank you.
Debt paid. Because, for
example,
if you would have brought some kicks in because you lost a bet to Russ and he never delivered it to him, but he told someone else he could have the kicks. Those are now his kicks that he's given away.
Still owe kicks to Russ, but Russ did take the seats last night.
He did.
I mean, they were transferred. They're delivered to him. He accepted
one
them.
At a time.
Yeah, he accepted the tickets. So he's like, I may not be able to use them. I'm like, well, debt paid. You accepted.
He accepted the tickets.
I can't
over
tickets used from another game.
The ticket stump. No, but you know.
When they played against the Cavs last night, I gave him the tickets from Tuesday.
But wait, really Key, that's not the whole story. Can I tell the whole story? The whole story is first Russ got one ticket. You sent him one ticket at first. He was so mad.
He was so hot.
He was so mad. It's coming in time.
It's still buffering. What do you want me to do? I can't control technology.
So, how much for one rib?
Yeah.
I could go to the movies by myself. Trading places, give him $5 for the Christmas bonus. All right.
Yes, move on.
We're going to get into Lamar in a minute.
We're talking John Morant. Right?
Chris in North Carolina has something to say to you about John Morant, Jay.
To me?
Hey, Chris.
Chris, you got to turn off your radio, homie.
What's cracking, Chris?
I got the radio on. Hey, I just wanted to say this. Jack, I'm a Jersey guy, too.
Okay.
How long are you going to let Ja pay for his past transgressions, man?
What do you mean?
I'm like, debt paid. He's done. Let his basketball, let his work on the court dictate what he gets.
I'm sorry, Chris. I'm confused.
Why are you directing this toward Jay is the
what do you
question.
Mean?
Because Jay's like, hey, I can't make an argument if he's on the fence about this and he missed 8 games because of the gun, I'm okay with that.
Chris, you're referring to Jay saying, even though this wouldn't stop Jay from putting him on an all-NBA list.
Chris, you know he's on my all-NBA list, right? You know that, right? Did you hear me look, this is sometimes the problem with the show. I feel like people don't listen to what I say. They hear something and they become triggered. I said he's on my all NBA. But if somebody, another voter who looks at that and weighs that more, how am I supposed to argue against that?
In other words, someone else is entitled to their opinion, Chris. Do you not agree with that?
Look. No. I don't agree with it. Because that's like me working on fries at McDonald's. If I get a speeding ticket, guess what? You take me off fries now. I already got the speed ticket. One thing ain't got nothing to do with the other. It don't. His body of work on the court, that's what the All-NBA award is. Because I believe a couple years ago, Jason Tatum got snubbed. And he missed out on money. And that was because of his body of work on the court. Nothing else.
In other words, it's already been taken into account that he's missed the 8 games.
But I don't want I'm not going to turn this into me arguing for Ja not to be on All-NBA. Because I believe Ja should be on All-NBA. But like, it's not unreasonable, Chris, to think if somebody deems their being valued to what happened with Ja off the court, and that's the problem with having writers being voting for who's on All-NBA team. Like, guys, it's all subjective. So some guys who may feel very passionately about certain aspects around gun control, they might weigh that heavily.
It's like a tiebreaker situation.
Yeah, but I think what Chris is saying, though, Jay, is that you, even though you got him on your all-NBA team, is that you also would respect and sign off on whoever has that vote that decides to keep him off.
I wouldn't die on that. Okay, that's fine.
Jay's suggestion for this is to take the voting out of the hands of the writers and put it into the hands
of
former greats who missed the economic boom in the NBA. You get those guys paid, plus they take the job seriously and vote from a point of view of people who've played the game. Now, that said, even some of those old-timers might still come down.
Old-timers are going to feel a certain way based on the economics and the way that they
approach the game. It doesn't have to be old-timers, though, Keith. It could be guys who have recently been retired for 5 years who are out of the game.
But not just how they feel a certain way, but someone of them might say to Chris's point, you know what? It's close between Ja and this other guy, but Ja, the fact that it was a gun in the club, it's a close call. I'm going to go with the other guy. What are you going to stop him? Part of it is subjective, even if Chris and I, for that matter, agree that you should count that in.
Yeah, if I was voting, I can tell you right now off the top of my head, I look at the what-ifs factors of it, but I also look at what happened with his suspension in the 8 games and losing money. So I wouldn't want to double down and fine him twice, so to speak. I wouldn't want to do it. Now, if the NBA didn't do anything, Jay, right? Let's say they just, it was a toy gun, whatever they wanted to call it, say it, he got 1 game or something like that. Now, I probably would look at it and go, you know what, man, I'm gonna break out my pen on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, and I stand strong on this, guys. Like, there is an argument, and this is not me. First off, people need to stop saying, like, this is me hating on Ja Morant. Like, I have praised Ja Morant for the last 2.5 years in this show every damn day. And it's like one time you critique something, all of a sudden you hate on an individual.
You're hating on Ja.
That's what Chris just called and said.
Yeah, I mean, Chris,
How I felt about the suspension, which is ridiculous.
Did he call you a hater?
I don't think he called you a hater, but Jay, you can certainly I think break it down as like Jay saying hater, basically.
I think he's just making a philosophical point about assess him on the court is the point he's making, right?
Agree.
Which Jay agrees with, by the way. He's just saying
that's the part that's confusing.
All Jay is saying is not everyone will. That's all he's saying is not everyone will. Is shocking to me, or eye opening, I should say, when we did the exercise of who should be who should be all NBA other than Ja, is how many games everyone misses. Mm-hmm. I figured Ja had already missed 7, 8, 10 games, and then he missed another 8. Man, he's going to be out of it. And I looked, and I was like, damn, everyone's missed all these games.
But that's what I said, Max, you look at it, and you just think because the dude missed some games and he was suspended, it's so many dudes that miss games that you don't even realize because they're not on national TV, you don't see it. And you like, oh, okay, I didn't realize Devin Booker missed the other night.
Let's get some callers in here because I hear some people have some other suggestions to how the NBA should pick all NBA players. Glenn in California. Where you going?
Glenny.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up, Glenn?
What's up, Big G?
No, man, I just hear you guys mentioning all these names, but there's two people that I just feel like they ain't getting no love, and that's Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson for all NBA, and they both play.
It's interesting about Brunson.
Far more than Ja has.
I don't think I don't know. You tell me, Jay, is the sexiness there yet with them two? Because the sexiness is there with Ja.
New York is fifth in the Eastern Conference, and it's even though Julius Randle has been an All-Star. I mean, Jalen Brunson has played 65 games. He's averaging 24 and six assists.
And the other thing about Brunson is Jay.
I think Jalen
Brunson is
going to be right there on the edge. But I would like to see Jalen Brunson make an All-NBA team. I think when you start going through the list of the guards, it's going to be hard. He might get squeezed out of that one.
But, Jay, you talked about culture.
He's a culture setter,
man. And so when a culture-setting guy switches teams and suddenly that team he joins, it's like, whoa, what just happened there? And the team he left, maybe it's not quite the same. And he's putting up 24 points a game.
Yeah, but
he's
not. But even though he's in New York like that, and we know how y'all feel about New York and the media and all that sort of stuff, Ja got the sexiness to him. He got the appeal. He's got people's eyeballs, so to speak. And he's going to get kicked up, and Steph Curry's going to get kicked up because that is part of it, right? Part of it is your play. Part of it is your appeal. And when your appeal is so massive, even the people that's voting got to look at it and go, that's that guy.
Yeah, but we're asking here. That's right. But we're asking here.
What it is.
We're asking here about our own opinions to cut through all that, right? And there's a reason some guys are the sexy names.
It's hard for me to cut through that when I already know who Ja is, when I like his game. Jalen Brunson can cook and everything, but he was also the second guy in Dallas prior to coming to New York. You see what I'm saying?
But how's it looked in Dallas since he left?
I get that. But you're not getting extra credit for being the second guy and then coming to New York and they doing well when I got a dude that's a bona fide superstar in a Ja or Steph Curry. I can't leave them off. You can't. It just won't happen. It's not going to happen because they're going to get that extra credit for being superstars. Where he isn't a superstar in the NBA.
Look, in the end, I'm taking Ja, right? I'm taking Ja. But if you want to make a case for Brunson, you got a hell of a case.
You
can make a case all day long.
For third team?
Oh, yeah.
For third team. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 888-SAY-ESPN, by the way.
Yeah, Jay.
What?
Did you hear what Ben Roethlisberger said about Lamar Jackson? You're going to hear it coming up.
Yeah, Jay, why you say that about Lamar Jackson?
Oh, God.
KJM.
Jeez.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Lamar Jackson, to me, is a simple answer for the Patriots.
Don't be surprised if you see the Colts make a run at Lamar Jackson, because you look at a guy that they brought in as their head coach in Shane Steichen and what he was able to do with Jalen Hurts at the quarterback position last year.
This would be a perfect move by Daniel Snyder to say to the rest of the owners, what, you know what? On my way out the door, I'm going to give this young man the big guaranteed contract.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose, and we are joined now by Jeff Darlington, in the flesh, in
What's
studio.
Up,
look at this. No palm trees right now,
no
Jeff.
No palm trees today.
No palm trees
Just
today.
The Brooklyn Bridge.
So, let's start. I teased this whole Roethlisberger, Lamar Jackson thing, but let's table that for a second.
Sure.
What are the new rumors about players the Jets could land? You know, Odell, this one, that one. Say about where they are with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're setting the table for Aaron Rodgers. That's what's happening here, which is really interesting. Harry Douglas was just making this point about it. They're starting to add like these veteran pieces to a group that's very young and experienced, or young and inexperienced, but very talented. And to me, it feels like this is all about roster construction at this point. Like, we're going to make the championship run. Aaron Rodgers is coming. But if that's the last piece of the puzzle, let's have our house ready as soon as he arrives. Mm. To me, that's what it feels like is happening. And we saw that with the Elijah. You know, the Elijah Moore thing is more about acquiring picks to make the trade happen. But if they can add Odell, if they can continue to kind of add pieces, just setting the table for the run that they believe they can make.
Yeah, I think the Odell piece is probably a little closer than the Zeke piece would have been. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Zeke piece is part of what the Jets want to do. But the OBJ piece is what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. So essentially, they've got to just figure out the numbers and what makes the most sense. And for him to be on the other team with the Jets and not the Giants, that's going to be real interesting in New York for sure.
Right.
And especially if he – imagine this, Jeff, especially if he just all of a sudden becomes OBJ again. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine in the green and white versus the blue and red?
Jeff, what do you think our number is for OBJ? Because obviously being at four, he's like, I'm not saying I want 20, but I want more than four. Like, what's a realistic number to get him at?
Split the difference. What is that, 12?
12?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like I think that – that's where we're at right now with the Jets and him. You know, he's obviously going to continue. There's no real true urgency yet for him to pull the trigger. They're going to have to make some moves to clear some cap space. They could do that very easily just today if he says, all right, I agree to that number. But, yeah, I would say for a guy who is sort of a number two, he's not like a slot guy, but he's not a number one at this point. I'd say $12 million for a name like OBJ would be like what – Jets fans should expect out of it.
So Ben Roethlisberger, you know, goes on air and says that Lamar Jackson not having an agent, it's hurting him, right? And he may be right.
He
may be right. Like, but it's a little early in the game to see. Like, let's tally it up when it all gets done. If Lamar would have listened to people like me, he'd have signed for $100 million 2 years ago and been out a lot of money, right? But where are you with this whole thing?
Also, like, I actually thought the tone of what Ben was saying was reasoned and rational. I didn't think it was, like, over the top. But at the same time, so what? If Lamar Jackson took the offer on the table from the Ravens that was on there a month ago, no one would care. Everybody would be like, great job. What a deal. Good move. So what if Lamar is just kind of taking his time? Nothing is happening right now. It's okay for him to feel out the market, find out what's there. And by the way, crazy things happen. Things change. You know, you never know what could happen with an NFL organization at some time that creates the desire and the need to give up the two first-round picks and to make the big offer for Lamar. So I don't think that he needs to run to the Ravens facility to either accept a deal or sign the tag. It's okay for him to handle it the way he is.
And as you know, Jeff, a lot of this, he needs an agent is coming from agents.
Exactly.
That's what that is. And in the end, the only reason why I would say – he would need an agent. What is it that? What's his end goal and ultimate objective? Is it getting the money from the Ravens, or is getting the money from other teams in the National Football League? If it's getting the money from other teams in the National Football League, it certainly would help to have an agent because, as you know, Jeff, agents can get you moved. They can package things up. They can move things around. They're dialed in and having communications with all 32 teams on a constant because they have other players on those teams, where Lamar is basically only dealing with the Ravens because Lamar is living his life. He's not picking up the phone every 30 seconds talking to Washington.
So you agree with Roethlisberger's basic point, Key, which is that he should have an agent. It would help him.
No. Listen to me again.
You're saying if he wants to leave.
If
he wants to stay, then don't.
If his objective is to do something else, Jay, he probably should have an agent. If his objective is, I just want to get my money from the Ravens, then he can do that himself. Because players have to – you agents got to be able to communicate with the other 31 teams.
Maybe, Key, maybe. Is it that – I'm sorry to cut you off, but is it that hard to get a phone number and say, you got something – like
yes,
this whole thing yesterday with,
yes,
oh,
think
you
about it. You know why?
NFLPA,
you know why,
certified
though, Jeff?
To call a team. What?
Like, no, because they're not certified. But, Jeff, here's why I say constant communication. What happens in these situations is – you want to talk to the GM. The GM now has to talk to his owner to get the sign-off, who now his assistant general manager is looking for you because you're out throwing with somebody, and they're trying to get an answer for you because the Jets are on the phone line, and they want to move the twos to get you. That's why I say if you had an agent that could facilitate all of that, it's a totally different situation.
But let me ask you guys a question. Jeff, if you have a team, maybe you don't have an agent, but you have a team of individuals, isn't that like the power of the collective?
Yeah, I'm a little like uncomfortable with this whole conversation that was kind of taking place yesterday about the idea that like, oh, NFL sends a memo, you know, don't talk to this fella. You know, like it's the guy's business partner. Like, and
not certified though, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, so, I'm sorry. He didn't do the 2-day seminar and pay $2,500.
Thank you, Jeff. There's
you don't
so
even have to
NBA,
be a
like,
lawyer to be an
agent. The guy off the street becomes an NBA agent. I'm like, how the hell did that
rules,
happen?
Rules though, Jeff.
I got it. I know. The rules are that you can't negotiate and all that.
Yeah.
I understand we're dealing with, you have to follow the rules. I get it. And there is a great purpose for an agent. I get that too. My point in the thing is, if a team wants Lamar Jackson, this isn't even a conversation. The real story here is the fact that teams don't seem to be clamoring to give up 2 first-round picks. And if they want, they would find a way to get to Lamar Jackson and talk to him. The fact that Lamar even has to have somebody reaching out to figure out if teams are interested tells you the bigger story.
Yes.
The bigger story there.
Agreed.
I'll use it as a theory, right?
I see the way you process that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll use it as a theory. My theory,
hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, my hypothetically speaking, is that no one will sign to the offer sheet Lamar Jackson because it eats up their salary cap space when they know that the Ravens aren't going to allow him to walk out the door. Huh?
You're right.
Yeah, dude. So why even bother to try to give Jeff Darlington an offer sheet when I know damn well ESPN is going to match?
You're exactly
so
right.
So I would say, Jeff, 10 years, $250 million to you, even though I know ESPN is going to match it, why would – I'm not wasting
my time. I could tell you
why,
because if I'm not essentially colluding with other teams
–
if I'm not essentially, whether or not the conversations take place, but if I'm not putting my business interests ahead of my competitive interest, I want to damage my rival, the Ravens, by making them spend $300 million on Lamar Jackson.
Until they
now
say
they can't afford a good
eat
team.
Up the salary cap space, Max, when you sign the non-exclusive offer sheet.
Yeah, for a little while.
It's not unreasonable, but – like, I've talked to GMs about this, and when I was calling them to be like, you know, what do you think? Like, what you got? Do you have interest in this? They're like, even if we did have interest and we were willing to give up the 2 first-round picks, which doesn't seem like the problem here for some teams, it's if the Ravens are just going to go match it.
Exactly.
These teams don't want to – I get what you're saying from a strategic standpoint, mess with the Ravens. They got so much stuff on their plate. They're not trying to, like, write up offer sheets to try to get the Ravens to pay a little bit more.
Maybe it works if you get Lamar Jackson.
But Max, it's crazy. It still comes back to this. The problem is not whether the guy is NFLPA certified. The problem is not whether Lamar Jackson has an agent or not. The problem here is that he is franchise tagged, and that puts him – by the way – rightfully so. That's the point of the franchise tag. It's in place for a reason. It puts him at a disadvantage. This is the point. It allows a team to keep the player, one player of their choosing, at a salary that's clear, unless a team is willing to go above and beyond, and so far, they aren't.
Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, can be seen across ESPN platforms in such hit shows as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
Handsome fella hosting
handsome,
that one.
See, handsome fella.
I thought this was
around.
A hit show. I thought this was the hit show.
Yes, this is among others.
He's always plugging something.
You know, also a handsome host, by the way. A coincidence.
Yeah.
Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Breaking news, the Panthers have decided to move up to take the number one spot from the Bears.
Everybody's trying to figure out exactly what Carolina do. Look, I think the pick will boil down to either Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud.
I think C.J. Stroud is probably the favorite right now, at least around the league in terms of people I've talked to, that he would be the number one pick in this draft.
And they said, we love all these quarterbacks, and we've got 48 days to make a decision on which one we will be taking.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Speaking of draft day, did the Panthers tip their hand as to who they'll take with the first pick? Because while talking to C.J. Stroud at his pro day, Panthers GM Josh McCown had the following back and forth. McCown says, see ya, we'll find a court and play some horse. C.J. Stroud said, it's right here, come on. Josh McCown, well, no, maybe when you come to Charlotte, we'll find a court. Oh, Key, state secrets are being passed back and forth here. What do you think, Key?
Right, Josh McCown is a quarterback coach, has no idea what they're going to do in the draft. They're not certainly going to tell him as the quarterback coach that we're going to draft C.J. Stroud. He's just saying when you come, wishful thinking. But I think he's the guy. He has to be the guy when you talk about looking at these quarterbacks. I think he's the most ready of any of these quarterbacks. If he needed to be inserted into the lineup today, he certainly can handle the task. I like everything about him. I like his mechanics. He's smooth. He throws a friendly, catchable ball in your catch radius. You don't have to try to figure out and dive in and twist it and turn it. Everything is within the catch radius. So, you know, he could potentially be their guy, though. But Josh McCown wouldn't know that.
You know what's funny about it? All these people all along, all you've been hearing about, well, you know, those quarterbacks that came from Ohio State and the legacy, and we wonder if C.J. Stroud going to be the guy to really break through. I've been talking about this, Max, in the beginning. I'm like, why has nobody been talking about C.J. Stroud being that guy? In that game against Georgia, he showed the world something that he's always had, his ability to get out of the pocket, create plays with his feet, make, you know, off-rhythm plays. He has all the tools, Key. And for me, I get that Bryce Young, I'm not saying that Bryce Young is not going to pan out either, but I keep hearing from people who have played the game at a very high level that the concerning aspect of Bryce Young, his size, his frame, seeing how guys come off that edge, that's a scary thing for people.
So here it is, right? A lot of people feel that Bryce Young is the most overall skillful and talented, or skillful guy, right? Or else he wouldn't even be in the conversation because of his size, right? So for him to even be in the conversation for number one overall means they think he's number one in terms of skills. Otherwise, he's not. Forget it. Why are we even talking about him? See, it does that outweigh the fact that he is small, right? C.J. Stroud is not too small. So even if he's not quite as skillful as Bryce Young, he checks more boxes. The question for Stroud, Key, does he check all the boxes at a high enough level? Like, if you're going to use the number one overall pick in the draft, you want a great player. Do you think C.J. Stroud can be a great player?
I do. He's a quarterback that's developing, that's young at the position. He hasn't been a 4 or 5 year starter at Ohio State. So when you look at that, he's got so much room to grow. But when you think about it, Jay, in basketball, when you were coming out of school, they looked for a certain thing. If you was a center, you probably was going to go number one overall. That's just the, you know, they wanted certain
size,
things.
Yeah.
And so when you look at Frank Reich and you look at his system, his style, Jim Caldwell, his system, his style, where their quarterbacks have always been. Frank Reich doesn't know anything but 6'2 and better at the quarterback position. Jim Caldwell, he inherited Matthew Stafford, by the way, who's a 6'1 and a half, sneaky 6'2 type guy. So the only thing they know is size. So for them to deviate from the norm and go get a smaller guy who got all the skill sets, who can rip it and throw it and smarts and everything, but the one thing he doesn't have is the size and something that they like.
Key.
And you're going to see a lot of teams in the National Football League that feel that way. They need quarterbacks. They're going to look at Bryce Young and go, we like him, but the guy didn't even weigh in at his pro day. That's a check. Why didn't he weigh in when he was close to 200 pounds at the combine? 2 or 3 weeks later, we want to see, can he sustain that weight? Oh, well, he steps on the scale now. He's 180. Oh, God. Okay, well, he must have stuffed himself for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So all of those sort of things is going through these personnel people's minds when they're making these decisions.
Let's reverse engineer it for a second, because this is what makes our show so different than other shows at ESPN. We're not all media members. We're a player-driven show.
Yeah.
So let's play the game that my agent played with me 2 weeks before my NBA draft. He's like, everybody's telling you which team should take who. Let's talk about which teams you think you will be a best fit with, Jay. Where do you want to go? So, Key, let's reverse engineer it. If you were Bryce Young, where would you want to go? Would you want to be a Texan, or would you want to be part of the Carolina Panthers? What's the better fit for Bryce Young, and also who is the best fit for C.J. Stroud?
I would, if I was him, I'd try to go to Seattle.
Bryce Young.
I think Seattle's sitting at 11.
What about Richardson? I think
they're somewhere in that 10 to 14 range. Oh, they got 5.
Richardson to Seattle. Saying Richardson be a great backup in Seattle, have a chance.
I don't know why.
Seattle has 5. So there you go. Panthers 1,
Seattle,
Texas 2,
Seattle
Cardinals 3,
5.
Colts 4, Seattle 5.
I don't know. Where did I get the teams from? Anyway, Seattle sitting at 5. If I'm Bryce Young and I'm looking at that, and I'm saying Carolina likes bigs, Texas, I don't know what they doing at the quarterback spot. Carolina doesn't need a quarterback. I mean, not Carolina. The Cardinals
Arizona, they don't need a quarterback.
And then who's after that? The Colts need a quarterback, but their history shows that everything that they need is size.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle gives smaller guys an opportunity.
See, that game is way more interesting to me, where you want to go, and then us looking at the top five saying a lot of times that the way, if we're talking about the NFL going more in the direction of the NBA, where player empowerment, what we're seeing from Aaron Rodgers, what we've seen from, you know, Eli Manning in the past, right? How do you dictate what is the best fit for you, and how do you finagle that with GMs and with trades?
Just let's notice for a second how good Bryce Young is, that he is presumptive either number one or number two pick overall at that tiny size for the position. But, like, no one thinks he's going to be there past number two overall. How good this guy must be.
Yeah, right? If I'm him, no, I'm trying to finagle my way to Seattle because of history of the smaller quarterback. Because Geno Smith ain't big.
Right.
Okay. Russell Wilson.
A little faster than Bryce, though.
Who is that?
Geno and especially and Geno
I don't know if Geno's faster than Bryce, but because Bryce has some little tricky maneuvering stuff. But anyway, size wise, Pete Carroll has shown the ability to get the smaller quarterbacks in a position to be successful. And you can learn behind Geno Smith. You don't have to be inserted into the lineup. You can just chill. That's why I'm like, if I'm him, I'm trying to get there.
All right, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. People want to talk about this, too. People still want to talk about Ja Morant, by the way.
Yeah, Jay.
What about it? That he should be first-team All-NBA? Because that's my stance.
8 say ESPN, KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
He might be the most skilled big with that size that the game has ever seen. You add his play with this team, it's over.
Jay's round ball rankings.
The game is over.
So Ja Morant is back from suspension, 8 games, the 6 serve plus the 2, tacked on. And then there was a report LeBron James could come back playing the regular season. But LeBron, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. LeBron swiftly and firmly denied a report about his injury status on Thursday afternoon with a tweet amid speculation on when he will return to the court. And here is the tweet. There wasn't an evaluation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return, he said on Twitter. I'm just working around the clock every day, 3 times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength, whenever that is. God bless y'all sources. I speak for myself. Okay?
Right. I like it, though. Oh, man.
Don't believe the reports.
Man. They get tired. They get tired of everybody reporting for them. I ain't mad at him, though.
Key, that's why all these athletes
just hurry up and come back. That's all I
say. Platforms, man, because they're like, well, hold on a second. All these leaks, there's so many people with different agendas about trying to apply pressure. Let me just actually tell you what the hell is really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Hear it from the source, me.
Okay.
Okay, Max.
Jay's round ball rankings time. Because Ja's back, LeBron's going to come back, or maybe he won't. He'll tell you when he comes back. Even if you see him playing, he may tweet, I'm not playing yet. Don't believe your eyes. Players who will have the biggest impact.
You love that word.
In the play. No, impact I can get away with sometimes. When people start talking about impactful, I just want to.
The most impactful players coming off injury.
Hard being as educated as I am, Jay. All right.
Who made it right, though? Impactful impact. Who made it right?
That
who said it was right?
He wants to know. He is Thomas Aquinas over here. He wants to know the prime mover unmoved. All right.
Yeah.
Jay's round ball rankings. Players will have the biggest impact in the playoffs. Go, Jay.
Coming back off injury.
Yes.
All right, let's want to specify. Back off just injury. Not players who have the biggest impact.
Jay,
players
don't report off, for Jay. Jay will
I'll
tell you.
I'll report for myself.
Jay will tell you.
I'll do the setup, Max. Players who have the biggest impact coming off injury in these playoffs. Let's start with number five.
Number five.
I'm going to go with Zion Williamson. You know what the numbers tell you, man. This dude is uniquely built differently. He's had multiple injuries, but there was once a time 3 months ago where the Pelicans were one of the top three teams in the Western Conference. 26 points, shooting 60% from the field. Damn, they ain't many players better in the league than Zion when he's actually available. He's going to get reevaluated in 2 weeks. If he can come back, the Pelicans could try to make a run with their team. You saw what B.I. did last night. He's number five.
Number four.
Number four, the team that's tied for ninth right now in the Western Conference. Yeah, I'm going to the purple and gold key. I'm going to the guy, the GOAT, in my opinion. I said it, Max, LeBron James. The reason why I got LeBron James at number four, just because I still think, and it's funny how clips get cut off at certain points. Yesterday, when I found myself trending on social media, and saying that, what, you're not going to bring LeBron James back because it's going to stop Austin Reeves? That's not what I said. I said, when LeBron James comes back, when he dominates the ball, will Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, all these guys who's had the ball in their hands a lot, will they still be able to play at a high level? That's the question, and not defer and watch LeBron. That's number four. Next up.
Number three.
Yo, PG, man. Paul George. Literally in the game, before he got hurt, my man caught a baseline pass and had a 360 bang in the game. In the game. Low key, he's been putting on a performance this year. He's been finding his rhythm and offensive swag on the court. Now, they still won last night. Kawhi can still play at a high level. But if PG can come back, the Clippers do possess all the pieces, I believe, to win the Western Conference when it's all said and done. That's number three. Next up.
Number two.
Yo, the two seed in the West, man. I'm going to say it. I firmly believe Ja Morant should be first team All-NBA. Let me clarify myself for the people at home who believe that just because I said if other voters, if they would like to deem him because of things that happen off the court, that's their prerogative. I would respect it. But to me, he is first team All-NBA. He is special. The talent speaks for itself. It will come down to his ability in the half court to make shots from the three-point line off the dribble. Mark that down. That will determine whether or not the Memphis Grizzlies will win the Western Conference. That's number two. Next up.
Number one.
Kevin Durant, man. Now, look, you can talk about the struggles. You can talk about the lack of depth for the Phoenix Suns. You can talk about CP3 and his age. You can talk about Devin Booker putting up numbers. But Kevin Durant not only is one of the top two players in the game of basketball. I'll have Giannis number one. I'll have KD number two. But KD is the personality trait that is missing from the Phoenix Suns. He is the person that is feared the most in the NBA because of what he brings to the table. You can parachute him into any offense, and he is seamless. And Devin Booker and CP3, they all know it. When KD is on the floor, that team has a chance to be the most lethal team in the NBA.
These rankings are brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. So I can see, Key, what Jay has done here is part of the ranking is dependent upon how strong you feel the team is, because the greatest impact on the playoffs means, like, I don't know, would you have Paul George ahead of LeBron if the Lakers had a better team than the Clippers? Or
yes.
You'd still have Paul George ahead of LeBron.
No, I would have LeBron.
Right. In other words, it's that Paul George's team is poised to maybe win a title if he's – I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And also,
yeah,
I will mention, man, I got Anthony Edwards and James Harden, by the way.
Yeah, I like the way Jay put the list together. What I didn't like is what Jay said.
What did I say?
Take a listen to this, man.
Uniquely.
Oh, God.
What?
Uniquely.
Uniquely. Uniquely.
Yeah, I caught that.
Uniquely. But again, as I would say, Max, yes. DJ, who said it's not right?
It's a uniquely.
But who said it's not right, though?
Uniquely.
Who said it's not right, Key? You got to stop.
New York.
You got to stop.
Wait, though. Who said it's not right?
Well, Well,
why do we have to say unique? Why can't he say uniquely?
Uniquely?
I'm just asking.
Like uniquely?
Right, Jay? Think about it, though, Jay.
Also, I'd like to say I, for one, think that LeBron James is better than Austin Reeves, Jay.
But wait,
uniquely?
Who's to say uniquely is it right?
Well,
who's to say that? Who made that
up? You, Key, you are one of the people who says it's not right because you asked to hear the audio.
Wait, as soon as he said it, I'm like,
uniquely.
Well, that ain't English.
He put an extra 2-3 syllables in there.
That's not English from a guy that went to Duke.
No, that's not.
Uniquely.
Yeah, but that's more of a mistake.
It happens. It happens, of course. Stop trying to clean it up for him, damn Max. I'm going to get you next.
He just said it happens. He put a couple extra syllables in there, too.
And what word?
Who said it's not right, though, Max?
It barely got through happens.
It happens, right?
We supposed to just assume it ain't right?
Much more.
I meant to say ukulele.
On the way in moments.
Uniquely.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.